Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man with a plan, and that is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, and I'm happy to see you're up and running.
It's interesting because we're next to Town Hall, and I think because Eversource had to come into town to get the Sharon Hospital squared away, I think because that happened, we got our internet service back. We're still on backup power, but we got our internet service back. And I think that's just because I think Town Hall needed it and Sharon Hospital. So I think because we had close proximity to those two places, but it's funny, you know, I'm looking at the numbers, Pat, this morning. Okay. A couple of towns made some significant gains yesterday, like Falls Village. They went from like 87% down to 71% without power. North Canaan went from like 95% to 84%, and Sharon went from 90-some% down to 82%. But then you have other towns that went up, like Salisbury. They were at 35% at one point. They're now 40%. Kent went up. They're 90%. They were at 70-some%. So I think as more people reported problems and got through, that's why you see those numbers go up. But today is the day, Pat. We've been saying that we're going to judge our power company from today on. I wasn't one of those people that was going to scream and yell the first day after a major crisis. They've had a chance now to look at things and see that they've got 50% of their customers in the state without power. So from today on, we'll see how well they do in correcting the power. But it was a nice, cool morning this morning.
Yeah, and let me tell you, well, you know, New York State is under a state of emergency. 3 million people in New York State.
Yeah.
3 million. And, you know, let's look at it this way. The power companies. How much is it costing them right now to pay their workers, to bring in extra workers, to get all of this up and running? I'm sure it's costing a bundle. So therefore, invest the money and put the lines underground.
Well, what they will tell you is that in today's litigious society, they would never get the rights of way. But I agree with you. I think, you know, when you talk about unemployment skills in this country, okay, and you talk about, you know, the coal miners and people in the oil industry, my goodness gracious, if you created a plan put as much infrastructure underground as possible, you could give those high technical and you could train those people, these jobs, you could employ a boatload of people by doing that. It would, you know, it would cost billions and billions and billions of dollars, but it would help people who need work, who are in industries that are dying, and it would help the country. Just like I said, I can't believe we can build oil pipelines. Why can't we also build water pipelines so nobody in this country goes without fresh water?
Right.
We can build oil pipelines. Why can't we build, if a water pipeline busts, it doesn't ruin the environment.
I don't know if I told you, but, you know, this community right here where I am, the power lines on the ground.
Well, I heard that they weren't until they heard that Papagano was coming to do his weather.
Then they put them on the ground?
They put them everything underground, yeah.
That and the interesting thing is that, I think I told you this before, our mailboxes are on the curbside. Now, you drive out of this community and the mailboxes are attached to the house and the power lines are on poles. When this community was built, it was called, let me see if I can remember what they called this, something estates.
Anally retentive estates?
I mean, something like that. Something estates. Betty Ross Estates.
Okay.
This was called. And it was a small community. And it still is. But it was things were done different here. And I remember back even in... when I lived in Woodmere, Long Island, there was always problems with the electric because it had overhead lines. So, you know, that's why, like, for instance, I know people in New York City who do not go out because their lines are underground. I think it's worth it to spend that money because in a real long term, you'll get that back And you'll also make customers a lot happier, and they won't be losing food and everything. My friend Michael, who came to the house Tuesday night, we told him to come over because they had no power. They're the next town over. He was worried, get this, about his 60 homemade manicotti that were in his freezer.
Well, he better be worried because that's one thing, you know. He better cook them up, take them out on the grill, heat them up because they'll last longer. Do you realize there's a dry ice shortage in this country? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found that out yesterday. Along with Tyler, what are people doing with toilet paper and dry ice?
Good question.
You know, so there's not even enough dry ice to go around. Jeez.
Yeah, I did want to say to Michael, you could have brought some over here.
I mean,
not only could you bring them here and we could put them in our freezer, but we would have baked some.
Yeah.
And had them, but he didn't. So anyhow, weather-wise, partly cloudy today, mid-80s. Cloudy tonight, showers come in late after midnight. And we're in the mid-60s. Cloudy Friday with scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, mid-70s. I think this is the way Saturday comes out. Probably a gray start with some showers. Then we may get a little sun in the afternoon, low 80s. I don't see a problem on Sunday. Partly sunny, 85 to 90, and the same on Monday. So if I had to pick which of the 2 days this weekend would be the better, it is definitely Sunday.
So will you be going up to the lake?
I don't know. My niece was supposed to be coming up Saturday with my great nephew and her husband. I don't know if they're going to come now. They're probably going to cancel because look at it this way. If it's going to rain in the morning and not clear to the afternoon, they're not going to make the trip from Long Island.
Yeah.
You know, so now the question is, do I want to head up there, you know, by afternoon when things will be getting better? I think it just depends on how I wake up and how I feel, because I have to tell you, Marshall, between last week and the first couple of days of this week, spent.
Yeah, I can see that because this morning when I got up, it was almost like, do I really have to get up and go? Because even though I've been home at my main studio, I worked yesterday for 5 hours from my home studio.
Right.
And so then you realize by the time the next day comes, holy smokes, you know, I can't wait till this thing gets over.
Yeah, well, you know, again, the last week was between the dentist, the test, and everything, a lot of stress last week. Then, of course, this week was stress in getting all the weather out and making sure it was right. And I would get up each morning. I got up early Monday and I got up early Tuesday, earlier than I normally would. And, of course, worked through the entire day. So I think it all just catches up with you sooner or later.
Well, anyway, it's our age too, Pat. You know, we're not getting.
No, we don't want to talk about that.
We're not getting any younger. So now I want to mention something though. I found this TV show.
Uh-oh.
That I've been watching, and it's only two seasons. It only lasted two seasons, but it's one of the funniest dark comedies I've seen in a long. Dead Like Me.
Oh yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah, and Mandy, one of my favorite actors, Mandy Patinkin, is in it. And
right.
It is funny. It is well written. Mm-hmm. It is just a blast to follow. I'm through season one and two episodes into season two, which is the last season. But what a terrific show!
Yeah.
So you had watched it before?
Not all of it. You know, I do. I watch so many series all at the same time. Sometimes I get myself confused. You know, what's going on here? What's going on there? So I have to go back to that. Right now, I am watching a series from Netflix called Reckoning. And very interesting. I told you I watched all of Ozark.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved that. But, you know, now we don't know when this stuff is coming back, folks, because of the virus. You know, nobody's doing any taping or anything like that. So, I don't know when we're going to see, you know, like Stranger Things return to Netflix and stuff like that. We just got to wait.
Well, The Boys is coming back for season two, which was also a fun thing to watch. But Dead Like Me, folks, if you want to take a look at death at a different angle, and instead of think about the Grim Reaper as being that Grim Reaper, watch this show because it really is enjoyable. Now, people do die, and they die the weirdest ways, so you have to be prepared for that. But other than that, and Mandy Patinkin, he's just my I love that guy. He's just he can go from a drama to these comedy shows. You remember him, of course, from The Princess Bride and everything else that he's done. I love Mandy Patinkin. He's a terrific actor to watch.
I was just going to say that's a good actor for you when they could take roles and just, you know, make them so believable.
All right. Well, make the weather believable for us.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that. I mean, at least you don't have a problem today. So get out there and enjoy that.
No. All right.
And that's it. I did all my cleanup yesterday. So everything's cleaned up here.
Well, I didn't do anything outside my house.
Okay.
I figured. Do you remember was it John Lindsay or some mayor of New York or but no the mayor of Buffalo years ago when they had like 110 inches of snow in one storm? They said to him, "How are you going to get the snow?" And he says, "The good Lord put it there. The good Lord can take it away."
Yeah, right.
I remember him saying that at a press conference. You know. The good Lord wants to dump 110 inches of snow here. The good Lord can take it away.
Yeah, he will eventually, but eventually. You're going to have to wait.
Going, yeah. Kind of like, all right. Well, Pat, we'll see what happens over the course of the next couple of days, and keep humming along there, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and be safe, everybody.
Take care. Bye. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.